Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Wamalinga, Wamalika Jumbo.
Jumbo sana from Kenya.
Hey, habari gani?
Mzuri sana. That's good view.
Mzuri sana. Now, we are going to be talking about the millennium and the end of sin. The Bible speaks of a millennium. You know, we spoke about it, a thousand-year period of a time where God's people will be dwelling, you know, with him in heaven, while the devil and his angels will be bound on earth. And so we continue with our lesson and what this millennium is actually about. So, Pastor, what is the purpose of the millennium actually?
First of all, the word millennium simply means 1,000.
Yeah.
And therefore, when the Bible speaks of millennium, it is simply saying 1,000 years.
Mm.
The challenge is whether the 1,000 is in our counting or whether it is in God's counting. Because the same Bible says, God is timeless, and 1,000 is like one day. And therefore, there are many discussions among the Christians. But coming to your question, the word millennium simply means 1,000. And the Bible speaks of it, that the redeemed will spend 1,000 years in heaven, and it also speaks of Satan being bound by 1,000 years, and that is when. So, your question is very important because it is something that is being discussed divided Christians into various groups.
Mm. So what is the purpose of this period? What's the purpose? Why a millennium or why a thousand years? What's the purpose really?
People take it the way the Bible is, and they say the purpose of 1,000 years is for the saints to judge the world, to agree with God's judgment. That's what some Christians do believe. But, you know, questions, sir. So during the 1,000 years, the saints will be with the Lord.
Mm.
They will be with God. They say going through the record of what has been happening to others, and agreeing with God why some people not be there. That's basically the traditional understanding of many Adventists on the millennium. But your question, what is the purpose?
Mm.
I think the purpose of the millennium is not so much the location of the saints. It's not so much what the saints will be doing, because the Bible, as I said to you, millennium is an attempt, is a language to help who lives within time confinement to be able to understand the narrative that is going on, the eschatological narrative.
Mm.
Eschatological means things of the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps the hearer, the listener, to quantify, to hear it. As somebody had said, God is judgment for the whole world. He can do it in a day. He can do it in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the purpose? Well, say the saints will spend time going through the judgment and agreeing with God. That's basically, but it's always good to read directly what the Bible is saying. It is true.
Mm.
That is what many people say, that we'll spend that time with God.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole picture of spending time with God is one. The reason why we spend time with Christ is not so much for us to listen to Christ telling us the story of redemption.
Mm.
And I don't believe that telling us of the story of redemption is suspended during the one millennium.
Mm.
So that we are only going through records and finding out, why did so and so not here? Oh, I can see why. Oh, so it was this way. It's a human way of trying to conceptualize that man will be in agreement with God's judgment. But whichever way you put it, there are always questions. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, can I go ahead? Pastor, you done?
Yes, please.
Now, I just want to check, you know, earlier you said we will be judging with God, and there's some people who believe in that, and you're saying we'll be reviewing, you know, the records and checking if everything is in order. I don't know, it sounds like you're supervising God there. But nonetheless, will humanity be asking questions like, but God, where is Wamalika? We don't see him here. Where is Zama? Or perhaps, how did this one make it in here? Because we thought he shouldn't have made it. You know, are we going to be asking such questions there?
As I've told you, that basically in our traditional understanding, that's the way it is. It's an attempt to pass a message that wherever we shall be with the Lord, we shall not have an opposition party. It's an attempt to show that we shall be in full agreement with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the real thing will be, the real emphasis here should be that God will be speaking to us.
Mm.
Not so much us speaking to him. Should be God speaking to us, because this millennium is his millennium.
Mm.
It is his time. You remember Christ told Peter that I'll come again. And the reason why I'm coming again is to take you so that where I am, you may be also. And so during the millennium, it is safer to look at what God will be doing rather than what we are doing. The idea of judging sometimes is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where Paul was writing to the church in Corinth. One of the problems that the church in Corinth was saying was that they were taking each other for legal matters in court of law. That's why in chapter 6, verse 1, he says, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to court before the unjust and not before the saints?" That he was telling them, do you dare you go to be judged by unbelievers who are judges instead of you judging for each other? Then he says in verse 2, "Don't you know that the saints shall judge? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you not worthy to judge the smallest matters?"
Mm.
Now, I want you to know that what Paul is doing here, the Greek word is using for judge, is not the same as the English word to sit on the judgment seat and then give a verdict whose implication is the judgment, is punishment for the one that you are judging. What Paul is trying to say here is that even if they don't more, how much pertain to this life? What he's saying is that the redeemed will have capacity to be in favor of everything that Christ will have. Don't you know that you'll have capacity to be able to agree, so that when brothers have issues, you are able to share favorable judgment on that one. It's not so much of legal matters, but of spiritual favor. The Greek word used there, it means deciding on matters, so that you'll be able to say, to be in favor of that which is redemptive. So that's what he's saying here. So when we see the word judge, we should not leave it the way it is, as in English, as mm-hmm. though mm-hmm. we shall have the capacity of God to be able to judge somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It is the capacity of us. For example, the reason why we shall be able to judge the world, judge that tested the but God borrowed from the human economy the titles for the Godhead. The God is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. All those Father, Son are borrowed from like Father, Son are not known. So when the angels desire to hear from us, and therefore we speak in favor, we expound to them the mystery of the plan of redemption. So it is in this saying that what you have is precious, that even angels desire to look into it. They do not know. So we shall have the capacity to share with them the side of the redemptive story. So we cannot afford to go before Gentiles who do not. Then we go there for them to decide for us what is fair, what God is trying to do. So we should be exalted. What I can say in brief here is that humanity would be exalted in Christ, to so that what, because what we get in Christ is much more than what we lost in Adam. Even our understanding of the plan of salvation is much higher than what Adam understood. So we have an advantage there. Yes, you can go ahead to ask me.
Yeah. Now, you know, as we are looking at these records and we're checking what God has done, and he's showing us that, you know, this is what is happening here and really taking us through. Do you think that there'll be a point, because I heard you saying that, of course, we'll be, you know, affirming and agreeing with his judgment. But, you know, we would be coming from earth and would have seen some of these things firsthand. And wouldn't there be areas who say, ah, no, but Lord, here, man, I think we should be lenient. Get this guy in. Are we going to be agreeing with everything?
You know, there is always called language of communication. The reason why we study the Bible is twofold. Number one, to come to a full understanding of the Word of God. But number two, to find a better language in which to express that Word. I'm not sure whether the language that we are using now would be the best. That it gives the impression that God's judgment is subject to our approval.
Yeah, that's what that it gives an impression.
We need to. So that kind of a language is not the best. We need to get a better language in which to express the Word of God. Everything that God does in heaven, the redeemed will be saying amen. The word amen has two meanings. As a noun, I think it means truth. And as a verb, it means let it be so. For us to sing and say amen, it we are saying let it be so. It is something summative. We have summed up the whole plan of salvation that God has done, right from incarnation when he became man, through the cross when he died, and the resurrection when he resurrected. And we are saying, amen, let it be so. We are glorifying God. So the language which we say that we shall be going through books and deciding every case with God and asking God to convince us before he can do something. I know the idea they want to communicate there, but that language is not the best. That's why in the Adventist Fundamental Beliefs, the preamble is very clear.
Mm.
It says that our study of God's word should lead us to a full understanding of the world and to finding a better language
mm-hmm.
in which to express that word. So I would like to suggest here that the language that we use in this aspect of the millennium
mm-hmm.
needs us to find a better way of communicating, so that whatever we say does not compete or clash mm-hmm. with the gospel of Christ, because the highest language is the language of the gospel. So the aspect of going through the books and arguing with God, why this one, I think that language, there's a point they wanted to communicate, but mm-hmm. the language we are using is not the best. We are not there. We are creatures. God mm-hmm. is the creator. And God only downloads to us a communicable attribute, but we can never be able to replace him.
Mm.
Even the judgment that is given is always called his judgment, not our judgment.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, I want us to actually wrap it up, our conversation, and with this very last question. Now, we are in heaven with God. It's during the millennium. What will the enemy, the devil, be doing during this period? Would he have been destroyed?
Okay. The Bible says that he would be bound for 1,000 years during the millennium.
Mm.
The word bound means limited to an extent that he cannot have free will to do all that. Now, there are many ways God could bound Satan. You should know that Satan was defeated at the cross. And it's at the cross that his entrance, access to heaven, was cut off. Before the cross, he could. But when Christ was nearing the cross, he said, now the prince of this world will be cast out. So the cross that he was defeated.
Mm.
During the 1,000 years, they talk of him being bound. The emphasis, the word bound, not where, but bound. And they give a figurative picture of the bottomless pit. These are metaphors that are used in the Bible
mm.
to give you an understanding, a concept to consider.
Mm. Oh. Pastor?
He will not intrude in millennium. Hello?
Yes, Pastor?
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying the question is, where will he be?
Mm.
He'll be bound.
I see.
Not by us, but by God himself. So the emphasis is on the word bound, not mm-hmm. the location.
Mm-hmm.
Because God can restrict the creature in any way.
Mm.
So when they say in the bottom, it's an attempt to conceptualize, to help you understand that he will be bound.
Mm-hmm.
So 1,000 years are strictly the activities of God himself and the redeemed.
Ah, that's lovely. Okay. That's lovely. That's lovely. Well, Pastor, I must let you go. As promised, we will connect once more tomorrow at the same time, 4:10, and same place. But for today, I do want to thank you so much for coming through.
May God bless you.
Blessings to you. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.